As a perfumer, one of the things that I've noticed is that you have to be comfortable with not knowing. When you smell something in everyday life, you often have a visual cue or some kind of context that will help you to identify the smell. The smell of coffee or toast in the morning as you wake up, or the smell of a lemon or ginger as you grate it. But when you're training as a perfumer, you're dipping hundreds of bladders into little tiny bottles, you're labeling them, and then you have to smell them, as we say, blind. That means that we turn the bladders away from us so that we don't see what's written on it, and we shuffle them, and we intentionally smell them without knowing. It's quite uncomfortable at the beginning. When we were training, we had a big poster up on the wall which said, smell with your nose, not with your eyes. Because there's such a tendency for our brains to want to land on an answer quickly so that it can be comfortable in the feeling of knowing. When you're training as a perfumer, there's about 2,000 ingredients that you have to learn, and they're broken into families. There's a citrus family, floral, spices, aromatic, woody, amber, and then there's the animal and leather. When you're studying, you usually start off with one family, and then each family is broken down into many different parts. For example, citrus would have bergamot, orange, lemon, mandarin, grapefruit, and each of those will have different qualities coming from different parts of the world. So for example, when you're smelling lemon, you have to go through a sort of internal pathway in your mind where you think, okay, I know it's citrus. Your mind automatically wants to jump to lemon, but you have to slow it down and say, okay, it's citrus first. Then is it citrus sharp? That means it's lemon. Does it have this extra sweet part? It could be citrus from the south of Italy or a different type of citrus. And that way you start to follow these internal pathways. Nutmeg, for example, you would say, okay, it's spicy. Is it spicy peppery? Yes, then maybe it's either nutmeg or pepper. Does it have a rubbery note? If it has a rubbery note, then you go more towards nutmeg. If it doesn't have a rubbery note, then you know you're into pepper. And in that same internal pathway for spices, you might say, do I get a feeling of red hots? Red hots are like the American chewing gum called Big Red, which smell kind of medicinal. And so you say red hots or not. And if you don't get red hots, you're going into nutmeg and pepper. And if you do get red hots, then you're going into cinnamon and clove. And then you kind of come down another branch in your mind and you think, red hots or not. And if you don't get red hots, then you're into clove. And, you know, bit by bit like this, you're kind of going down and down. You're navigating inside your mind. So I feel that overall perfumery, the training for perfumery, in a way, it's quite the opposite of a lot of things we have today where, you know, when you're searching for an answer, you have to lean into that discomfort of not knowing and sort of go inside your mind. Just be able to turn that over is if someone, you had your eyes closed and someone put something in the palm of your hand, and be able to turn it over and turn it over, and you're just feeling it and you're trying to see, okay. And when you're turning it over like that as well, smell is so linked to memory. It just evokes different feelings. And one of the things I really liked about the training is that you get more and more comfortable. It's like a muscle that you start to use, that with allowing those memories to come up and letting them surface by themselves. So when you're studying the different families, sometimes like memories will come up, and sometimes they're personal memories. I remember, for example, when I was studying the citrus family and I got to mandarin, and I remember thinking, okay, it's citrusy, it's floral. I can identify those parts, and I could feel this feeling of fear every time I smelled mandarin oil. I thought it's really strange, but I just made a note of it. You know, I started to question myself, like, why is this feeling coming up? And one day, just the image came to me, along with the feeling of just going to visit my father who was sick in hospital, and that idea of us bringing mandarins to him and being in that room. Yeah, it's incredible how memory, smell is so linked to memory, and it can be like a Pandora's box that's kind of closed. You know, it takes its own time to open it. I feel like I've been nostalgic for the 60s since I was 13 years old. I think perfumery is a lot about nostalgia too, like searching back into the past, sifting through. In a way, it's quite synesthetic, you know, the way different parts of your mind correlate or cross over. The idea of like colours, textures, feelings, you know, touch, sensory, it's all the different senses kind of coming together. So So I think my path into perfumery, to becoming a perfumer, was something that unfolded over time. Something that unfolded bit by bit, but felt quite intuitive and felt right. That's also how I feel, in a way, perfumery is too, in this idea of like relinquishing yourself to your intuition, to allowing things to surface by themselves. I remember when I was in France at the time and I was studying molecular biology, and I was really looking for something more creative to do. And I was at a conference and I got talking to a scientist, Jean-Pierre Royer, and he told me that he was studying grey matter in the brain of perfumers to see how the grey matter would change in the brain over time from people who were smelling all the time. I thought that was fascinating. He told me that if I wanted, he would put me in touch with a perfumer whose brain he had done an MRI of in Geneva in Switzerland. And where I was studying at the time was in Lyon in France. It's not too far. It's just an hour and 45 minutes by train. I wrote to, it was Daniel André, an independent perfumer in Geneva. And so I wrote to him and a couple of times, and I said, look, I'm interested in coming and visiting your workshop. I think I'd really like to explore the idea of perfumery. He eventually got back to me and said, yeah, if you're going to be here, then just, you know, come by and we'll smell some things together. And so I remember that day arriving in Geneva, I made my way to his workshop, which was down by the lake. I went up to his lab. He had this, it was in an old hotel. It was really interesting. It was like it's like this hotel from the 70s. I went in with him to the lab and he dipped with some smelling strips, some ingredients, and we smelled them together. And he said, what does this remind you of? What does that remind you of? And he gave me one and I said, it reminds me of summer, of cut grass. And it was a molecule called cis-3-hexanol, which is quite grassy. And then he gave me something to smell and it was rose. And that reminded me of my granny's garden, my granny Lily, who had roses in her garden. When I was leaving, I was getting the train back. I remember standing on the platform and I was waiting for the train to go back to Lyon. And I just had this feeling. I was like, I just knew I'm going to be back. There's definitely another chapter for me here. And it's rare that that happens. I think it's only happened to me about twice in my life, where you just know in your bones that, you know, something, it's the beginning of something else. What was a 2-week internship ended up being a year. I stayed for a full year in Geneva, and it really was an incredible experience because, you know, it was an unpaid internship. So I used to work with him 3 days a week. And then I also, you know, started looking for other work, and I got work with a chocolate maker, Mr. Paganel, a Swiss chocolatier. And I remember he had this really distinctive mustache. It was like one of those handlebar mustaches that curls up on either side. And I remember, like, around Christmas time, you know, he'd be making the chocolate and he used to say to me, like, I always know when the chocolate is ready. I don't need to taste it. I just know by the smell. And he'd be showing me how to, you know, judge by the smell when it's ready. That whole year was like really intense in terms of sensory experiences. You know, at Christmas time, there were all the different boxes and we'd be placing all the chocolates in the box. Even just tasting, obviously, I did a lot of tasting, more than I should have, eating the chocolates on the side. All of that was new for me, like the orangette, which is like a piece of orange dipped in chocolate. They had ones called chardon, which means thistle in French, and it was like dipped in white chocolate, and then it had a slightly blue colouring. It was really interesting, and it was spiky, so it looked like a thistle. You know, and all of that was sort of a sensory experience that I still now, today as a perfumer, will dip back into those memories. And I also got a job in a Lebanese spice shop called Les Amirs. All different kinds of spices that I'd never encountered before, like za'atar, sumac, which is like this red dried plant and it tastes quite tart. There was blackened lemons. We had meadow sweet, which is like this dried flowers, which had a really nice honey kind of smell. And people would come in and they'd be telling me like about their recipes and how they use them, and people from all over the world. And I thought it was just really fascinating. And I remember as well, like, we'd have to, the spices would arrive in these 5-kilo bags. And I remember, you know, you'd slash open the bags. And for example, like cumin, you know, once you've opened a few bags of 5-kilo bags of cumin, you'll never forget the smell of it because it's just so intense. You know, I think usually when you buy it and you have it in your kitchen, you have a small amount. But when you open this 5-kilo bag, it, you know, a kind of fine cloud of it just emerges and it lands on you, and it's impossible to get rid of it after that. And so after a year of working in Geneva, I thought, you know, it's probably about time I got a 9-to-5 kind of job, cut my hair and get a job. I started looking online. I don't know why, but I didn't feel that hopeful about finding a job because I thought, you know, the perfume industry really struck me as something quite cliquey and that it would be hard to get into. And I remember my flatmate at the time saying to me, like, if you, you know, don't look until you first of all need to think inside your mind, you know, it will happen. I will find this job. And I thought that. And, you know, amazingly, the first ad that I saw was for a perfumer's assistant in the Netherlands with International Flavors and Fragrances, IFF, was called for an interview. I'd never been to the Netherlands before, so going there and seeing, like, arriving into Amsterdam, seeing all the bicycles. Yeah, I got hired as a perfumer's assistant, and that was, you know, 10 years ago. I've been with them now. You know, it's been an amazing journey being with them, just 5 years in the Netherlands, and then going to Paris to train as a perfumer, and then to New York, and then back to Paris again. And, you know, I think, when I think back to that day of being in Geneva, on the platform waiting for the train and just having that feeling, you know, it's funny how it was a whole part of my life that was about to open up. And I love that, thinking of that, of that memory, and how sure I felt that something was about to begin. I wonder if I were to create a perfume that would represent my life so far, what would be the elements that I would pick? Like, how would I put it together? I definitely think that rose would feature strongly in it, because that's, you know, when it represents, it does remind me of being in my grandmother's backyard as a child, taking the rose petals and trying to extract their smell and make rose water. But then it also represents working with Daniel André and that whole beginning. It was such an important time for me, working for him, and that formula that I kept weighing out over and over again, and I can still see it so clearly in my mind's eye. The rose perfume, and I kept all of my notebooks from that time, everything I wrote. It was so, such a new, like a period of new discovery. When I opened that box, I have the smell of rose, of that rose formula that I was making. So definitely I think rose would be maybe the center and the heart of the perfume. And then I would include spices because of the spice shop Lisemire, because that also really had a huge influence on me. And I remember in particular, one spice that I found the most interesting was zaatar. It's made of, like, it has thyme in it and sesame seeds, and it's quite an unusual, it's kind of a bitter green smell. I would definitely put rose and zaatar, because I think that spice shop and spices in general, they sort of represent travel for me and being open to different things. And zaatar in particular reminds me of when I used to prepare a labneh for the owner of the shop, when I would hang the yogurt, and what was like a type of yogurt called labneh, in the muslin, in a kind of a muslin sheet. And then the next day we'd mix it together with zaatar, and that would be a kind of breakfast. So rose and zaatar. Maybe in the heart of the fragrance as well, I would have a mineral kind of a note to represent water. I think because water for me represents intuition and letting things come to the surface by themselves, trying to figure out, like, where things are guiding you in your life, not forcing them, and seeing, like, where the flow of things is going. And I think that's been really important in me so far. Like, I didn't expect any of the places I've lived in or the things I've done to happen. They sort of came about intuitively. So I think a mineral water element of the perfume would also be really important. And minerality also reminds me of the burn, you know, near where I grew up, and that it's such a particular landscape, just so open and sparse. I think that it kind of fits to also, like, a lot of childhood memories as well. So yeah, I think that would be the perfume of my life.